All right, welcome back to Shh, the Kids Are Sleeping.
Shh.
My name is Robin.
And I'm Brandon.
And today we're going to be talking to you about a follow-up to Brandon's wisdom teeth removal.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we won't get too gruesome and it won't take too long, but trigger warning for anyone who may be getting their wisdom teeth pulled or is still recovering from getting theirs pulled recently. And also, it was a pretty special day this week.
It was pretty special.
Yeah, I think we should probably talk about it.
Just a little bit.
All right, well, you guys sit back, get ready to enjoy the show. All right, guys, so we are here. It's been a little over a week, so we apologize for the delay on the podcast, but we're here now, and we want to make sure we keep bringing the content. So if you like what you're hearing, please share it with someone who's married or single, has kids, no kids. We don't discriminate.
Well, what's happening right now?
I don't know. I was feeling a vibe and I just decided to go with it. So
okay. I mean,
don't shame me. I'm just not mad at it. Trying a little something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to bring the characters out. I guess that's cool.
We'll see. We'll see. But, well, I guess we should just go ahead and get into it.
Okay.
Now it's been, what, about two, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Post-surgery?
Yes, post-tooth removal, teeth removal.
So,
teeth extraction.
How are you feeling?
A whole lot better than the first week.
Yeah.
It seems to get better, you know, every week, every day. Still, from time to time, it will hurt, you know, depending on what I eat or how much I eat. Yeah. I think, like, the chewing, you know, will make it sore, make my teeth and gums kind of sore.
The chewing motion makes your mouth sore.
Yes.
Yeah. How was the, like, I feel from the outside that it looked like you really didn't do too much swelling compared to me. Like it was.
Or the beard covered it up. But yeah, I don't think it was anywhere near as bad as yours was.
It definitely looked like I got into a bar fight and I lost.
Yeah. I didn't want people thinking that I did it. I was like,
I didn't even think about
it. I was always nervous if you wanted to show your face outside, but at the same time it was like the magic of masks and things.
Yeah, it was convenient that we had to be masked up.
Yeah.
But anyway, this isn't about me, it's about you. You seem to like be like the perfect patient. You seem to like bounce back so well.
Oh man, it's kind of funny because I don't think I bounced back as fast, but you were saying, you know, every few days, you're doing great. I can't believe you're talking in this, because when I was, you know, when it was my turn, I was feeling like this. And so it was one of those things that I feel like I guess I just felt like I had to get back into, you know, the swing of things, because just sitting around, you know, going, oh, it hurts. Wasn't going to make it any better. Just got to kind of just go.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of the time I try not to compare, because I do think comparing can be detrimental, except for if it's in a positive way.
Yes.
So I felt like it was more kind of like, hey, you're doing so much better. Like, that's good. I'm trying to encourage you. But also, like, legit, like, that first day and a half.
Oh, maybe, man.
You were so, like just like this sad puppy dog. You looked like really... not depressed, but you just looked really down in the dumps. And it's like, no matter how much I tried to prepare you for what was about to happen, I still don't think you understood until you went through the fire.
Yeah, it was like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
That was the main thing. And then, you know.
Oh, hold on, guys. All right, so what is mere seconds for you was about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It felt like.
Yeah, this one was kind of easy. Easier than usual.
Usual, yeah. She's really committed to her sleep, so let's not waste any time. Let's get right back into it. So, yeah, you were talking about instantly regretting your... Sorry. Instantly regretting your decision to have your teeth pulled out of your face.
I mean, it wasn't even my decision to begin with, you know. But, you know, yeah.
Your teeth belong to the streets.
I know, right? It was one of those things where I guess I should have gotten it done a long time ago, but I never really had any pain. So I was like, I'm okay. But, you know, this time the dentist took one look at it and was like, yeah, those need to come out.
He was like, bruh, you need to see this.
Right. He's like, you're a grown ass man. You should have been gone. And that's what happened. Like, I talked to friends who've already had it done, and they're like, I got mine done in high school. Why are you, what took so long?
Dang, they shamed you?
Oh, yeah. I got tooth shamed, so.
Well, that's, you shouldn't feel shame because I only got mine done months before you.
I know, but I'm not going to throw you under the bus for what they did to me.
I mean, but I'm just saying, that should give you some solace.
Yeah, I mean, it did. But yeah, everybody was like, I already did it. I did it years ago. I don't remember what happened, so.
Well.
Yeah, so I had you. You were my best source of
current angst
information as to what I was going to go through.
Yeah,
thank you. But for the record, I will say it still didn't compare to actually going through it.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's gonna compare to actually experiencing it. I think from watching my recovery, but also, like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, it's not that bad. That's a fucking lie. That could come in between our marriage. I don't know. I don't think that's
It was an experience.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, you know, also you did get to take pain meds.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff that I didn't get the luxury of having. So I'm sure that's probably why some people, like, I feel like when I asked people, they were like, oh, yeah, I went back to work the next day, or I went back to work like after a day off. And in my mind, I was like, how? Because I felt like my mouth had exploded and I could barely do anything for at least 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, same here. I felt like crap for the next few days. And I was like, I just want to lay down. I want to eat, but I can't eat nothing. Yeah. So I'm just.
Well, we made you some yummy smoothies.
Yes.
And you pulled through.
Yeah.
And you're doing good.
Thank you.
You're doing really good. So I just wanted to, I thought that, you know, we said we were going to follow up on it. So I thought it was fair that we at least mention how your recovery was going.
Yeah, I'm doing better. Appetite's back in full effect. I'm eating things. I'm still hesitant on some things, like, you know, like peanuts and
popcorn
and yeah, stuff like that that give really big crunches. You know, I'm just a little hesitant on that stuff. Or tortilla chips.
Yeah. Do you ever feel tempted, or do you like run your tongue on the top to like feel where the hole is?
I have probably, I will say, for the first time like this week, I did it just to see.
Yeah,
felt weird, but it felt closed, so that's good.
Yeah.
The one that like actually got stitches, I think the stitches are still in there.
Yeah, the stitches are probably still slowly dissolving.
Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know what it is, honestly, but my teeth feel different.
Probably because they're shifting like where they're supposed to be, maybe.
Well, no, not that. Like, I feel like almost like they might need to go back and like clean them again. Like, it feels like there's residue on it.
Well, I think you have to take into account that, especially for like the first week or so, or week and a half, when you brush, you're brushing gently.
Yeah.
I mean, you really shouldn't be brushing hard.
Yeah.
From a person who likes an extra, like, you like a brush that's like coarse in general, but like, that's really not how you're supposed to be brushing. So if you're used to being able to brush more vigorously and you have to be kind of gentle, so as to, you know, not. All right, guys, sorry, technical difficulties, and I cannot put that on the baby. That was totally me.
Still
working out, know, the kinks.
Working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Squashing the bugs.
Oh, squashing the bugs. I don't like that.
Ironing out the wrinkles.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, cool.
So we were just talking about maybe it's because you haven't been able to brush like you usually do. Like, I mean, don't get it twisted. He is definitely brushing his teeth, but.
Yeah. I'm definitely brushing. It took a little bit to get that going because I couldn't like totally open my mouth.
Yeah.
And I use an electric toothbrush, so I wasn't like turning it on. I was just brushing regularly with, what I could. I was all scared and nervous to do that. But now, full, well, I, not at the max setting or anything, but I can turn it on. So my teeth feel cleaner, but yeah.
I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, so I mean, 2-ish weeks. So I think that you'll be fine. And then I'm sure when you go back, like I think maybe it was like a couple months after they actually like did a like a true cleaning. So I think it's like I kind of understand, but I kind of don't. I don't remember that personally, but it's been a little bit longer, so maybe I just forgot.
You got different mouths, so
That's true,
maybe,
different experiences.
yeah.
Because I was really pushing the limits with me. Like, I mean, I was in pain because I couldn't take pain meds. But then after like maybe like 5 days, I was like, man, I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to like, yeah, I don't know what's going on outside. It really feels like we're in the middle of like
Let me.
Grand Theft Auto. No.
Okay,
Don't go
okay.
look. Don't go look.
I didn't. I wasn't gonna go look. I was just
Oh.
gonna close the door. Okay.
It's fine.
All right. It's probably not that bad.
It's probably not that bad for you guys, but it's because that's just like what, well, I forget the saying for it, but it's just like it was fine. It was quiet-ish before we started,
Right.
but as soon as we started filming, it's like all these noises.
Everything just went to shit. No, I'm just kidding. Just stuff just started happening.
Yeah. We're supposed to be just worried about the kid waking up, not all this extra stuff in the background. Okay, so you're on the road to recovery. You're doing very well.
Thank you. I feel better at times, and then I'll try to eat something new and I'm like, ooh, ouch, that kind of
Yeah.
hurt. So then I'm like, okay, I need to dial it back.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like the biggest thing is making sure that you rinse your mouth after, because it's like if you get any type of residue that's that you don't like rinse it out, you can feel it's like an achiness that you feel and that I felt. I don't know, I can't speak for your mouth, but it was like a weird achy, like irritation that I would feel if I didn't rinse my mouth out after I ate like certain foods. So I think you'll be fine.
Do you still run your tongue
I
over?
was literally doing it. After I asked you, I started doing it, and like for me, like the where they left the stitches completely closed, like it feels like they never opened it. But the up at the top, I can still feel like kind of like a indent from where it was.
Yeah.
So it's weird, but yeah, I definitely still do it. I can't help it.
Yeah, you're like, what used to be.
Yeah, I mean, what used to be for me was at, like after a while it was an irritation, so I'm glad that they're gone. I'm just glad I'm healed up, because I think based off your experience, hopefully you won't be like me, but like I think it took like 4-ish months for me to be like comfortable even talking about it.
Yeah.
Like I talked about it right after I did my own podcast on my Go With The Flow podcast. Not a
Plug,
plug, not a plug, just a
plug, plug,
mention.
plug talk, plug talk.
But yeah, I did talk about it then, but like for the most part, when I thought about it, when I thought about that digging feeling, like I'm not like I'm in general, I'm a type of person where like I don't hate the dentist, but I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I love going to the dentist.
Right.
Like when they start scraping and all that stuff, and like I feel like no matter how much I brush my teeth, it's just still not good enough. Basically, so I'm not like a big fan of it, but I also want to keep my teeth as long as possible.
Yes.
So, yeah, I might actually be embarking on a like a Invisalign. It's not Invisalign, but a similar journey, because I'm in the whole like self-love improvement
I think
moment.
it's a good idea. I mean, I'm definitely interested on this journey. Yeah, and seeing what comes out, I'm like, I could probably use one
Yeah.
myself, but it's almost like the wisdom teeth thing. I'm like, let me wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be a much longer process. It'll probably be about, I don't know, I'm assuming like at least 6 months. I don't really know. Because I remember being a kid, I don't know if you can relate, but like, I wanted braces. I wanted glasses. Yeah. I thought it would be cool to have allergies. Like, I was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're like, oh, those kids get special treatment. Yes. Or you felt like they were getting some advantage because, like, maybe they had to go to the nurse's office or, you know, something. I used to want asthma. Like, I don't know if it's because I was the only child and I was bored, or I just felt like I wasn't getting enough attention or what, but it was very short lived. Like, it was just one of those when you're in like first grade or second grade and you're like, I want this. I want to wear glasses. I want to do that. And then, you know, you realize, like, actually, I'm good. I'm good.
And you're like, I'm great the way I am.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Just the way I am. Not that there's anything wrong with having braces or glasses or asthma or allergies, but I'm pretty sure that most people that especially have asthma and allergies would not
probably want them to go away.
Exactly. There's nothing to be envious of, but you know,
you're like, I would gladly give it to you.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't, you know, you're not thinking rationally all the time. So yeah, but I'm glad that you're back, because for a minute there I was like, man, you just look like you had a permanent rain cloud over you.
It was because I couldn't do anything. I was just like,
oh yeah, and let's not even talk about how, like, before you went in, you're like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna want to work out, and I was like, bro, don't even say anything about working out. I promise you, that will be the last thing on your mind. Yeah. You woke up the day after, and you're like, yeah,
probably should just lay down.
Yeah, you gotta talk with your teeth together. I'm just gonna sit over here with the kids. You can barely even be like, you couldn't
dead
even
train.
Yeah, you right, basically. You couldn't even eat oatmeal. Like, you could only really have a protein smoothie. And I'm just like, what a
beautiful, beautiful oatmeal. I was really hurt. I was like, if anything, I can eat oatmeal. I tried to open my mouth. Nope. Wasn't happening.
Yeah. And then watching you trying to eat, and it's like, I've been done for 20 minutes, and you're like, slowly trying to get through it. I'm like, oh, poor baby. But you're on the other side of the healing process, so we don't snap to that. And let's talk about what our special day. A few days ago on Wednesday was our 7th wedding anniversary.
Has it been 7 already?
Yeah, it's been 7 years of marriage and 14 years of togetherness.
Good grief.
And we haven't killed each other yet, so that's...
Yeah, just, you know, some minor injuries.
Yeah, some close calls. You know. No, just kidding. You know, I'm going to be really transparent. I wish that we were in a position to do more, because, like, I don't know about you, but like before we got married, I was just like, I just had this vision of like, we're going to get married and we're going to do it right under quote unquote, like in God's eyes. And, you know, our life is just going to flourish and transform, like as if saying I do is just going to magically like upgrade our lives.
Right.
And although we are blessed and our family has expanded and we're grateful for that. A lot. There's still, you know, not a lot, but there's still definitely things that I think we want to improve upon and flourish with. And like career wise, I feel like that's the missing link. And so obviously we couldn't like go on a vacation. I ain't gonna blame it on COVID, because people are out here living their best life. Mm-hmm. Like COVID doesn't even exist. But you know, obviously I wish we could have done more.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that it's not about the gifts. It's not about that. It really is about us. Like, we're still not just together, but I feel like we're still a strong couple. I think we obviously are still learning each other. Like, you think, oh, you've been together for over a decade, you know each other.
Right.
And we do know each other very well, but I think, you know, in life, you should be growing and evolving. So I think that, you know, when it comes to that, we're still on a track of like learning to be our best selves just for ourselves and for each other. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that we're intact, you know, because we could be traveling all over the world, but not even like each other.
Yeah. And that's what we don't want. Because then it's like, what's the point?
Look like you're falling asleep over there, man.
I'm just
talking about our love is bringing you down.
It's comforting.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right, it's soothing to the soul.
Oh, okay. That was good. Okay.
Yeah, you made my soul smile.
Aw.
I was right with the world. Aww. For just a moment.
Well, I'm going to brag on my husband because he got me some beautiful flowers. They were so beautiful. They're still down there flourishing. Hopefully, at least for the next few days, they're opening up and they're like these pinks and orange and yellow and they're beautiful. I mean, of course, they could have been red roses, but like, just to me, I'm like a person. It's the little things.
Did you want red roses?
No. I didn't. First of all, I didn't even expect flowers. So please, no. They don't have to be red.
They're still roses.
Exactly. That, like I said, red is. It doesn't have to be red for me to be happy. Just the fact that they were these beautiful, healthy roses. And like, that's one of the things that made me, like, that's how you kind of wooed me in the beginning, buying me flowers, surprising me with flowers and stuff. Cause I never experienced that before. So that's always going to be a sweet spot for me.
Oh, it's all part of my plan to lock you down.
Like operation. Put a ring on it.
Put the bird cage. Operation Bird Cage.
Don't put me in a bird cage, baby. I need to be free. Mm-mm. You need to set me free because you know I'm going to come back.
Oh, okay. Then fly, Robin, fly.
Exactly. And then I don't think either of us should really be like, we're the cook of the family. Because, like, I'm not that type of person who's like, oh, man, I love to cook. But, you know, I, especially during quarantine, have expanded my vocabulary. But you outdid yourself. I didn't ask. I didn't hint. You got up and you made breakfast. And I so appreciated that because I feel like before I would have had to say something like, oh, it would be nice to have some pancakes, you know, but you just went ahead and just took the initiative and just went right for it. And you offered to either get pancakes from my favorite breakfast spot or to cook them yourself. And
you said, do it yourself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in true Robin fashion, you're like, I got a recipe right here.
I mean, you know, thanks to TikTok, you know, TikTok and listen, upgrading my life, okay? I've been finding stuff I never thought I needed in my life.
I mean, those cakes did come out quite tasty.
They did. And you got to try out the recipe before I even did. So, you know, I was very happy. And you can feel free to, you know, get in the kitchen more because sometimes, you know, I just want to sit back with the kids and just see what you come up with.
Okay.
You know, I'm not mad about it, you know. But yeah, I thought that was really nice.
Thank you.
And we got some dinner. I mean, unfortunately, you had to work. It was like your first day.
It was my first day. Yeah, at the new place. So.
But
it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't like I was there all day. Yeah, so that's good.
But yeah. So next year, God willing, I would love to go somewhere. Like I want to get on a plane and go somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't care if we got to take the kids with us. I'm not like, that's not a big deal to me because
they're our kids.
Because they're our kids. They're our responsibility. And I have trust issues. So when it comes to my kids, I don't mind if they come with us. I mean, you know, maybe dropping off to a little kid, like a little babysitting little service, play area. Y'all want to watch them for an hour or two, you know, I'm okay with that. But like I don't think I could imagine leaving them overnight with anybody for, you know, more than maybe a day. I'm sure their grandmas could hold it down.
They would definitely hold it down. Yeah, they can wait to have the kids around. Yeah. So,
but we're not because we're not close to them.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like even if we were close to them, they'll be like, oh, cool. especially because they knew, you know, what the deal was. We're married, you know, we're celebrating our anniversary. So right.
I mean, yeah,
we want to do something bigger.
I mean, I'm sure the time will come. The time will come, and I hope that they will follow through with, you know, because it's all talk now. Okay,
when I mean, say it's not talk, it's manifesting.
I mean, of manifestations, yes, but I'm saying it's all good when it's like, oh, well, they not over here. You know, they talk about what they want to do, but when I really say like bags are packed, okay, we got activities for the children. We gonna drop them off on a Friday. You could take them to school. We'll be back on Monday morning or whatever. I need follow through. I need to know that I can leave them and just be at peace and like enjoy myself. Cause I think I've never really been away from, I definitely haven't been around away from the baby. But I haven't been away from Isaiah for longer than like maybe 36 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, even though I trust our moms with our kids and a couple of friends, I would trust them with our kids, that they would keep them safe and stuff like that. It's still hard for me because I've just never. It's not even different.
It's your kids, you know.
Yeah, and it's not even necessarily because I don't think that people can take care of them. I'm also like, what are they getting into?
Yeah.
You know, the baby, she's starting to get into everything, and it's like, is my mom or my friends, are they going to be able to keep up with her getting into stuff? Because she's quick.
Yeah, she's really quick.
And Isaiah, is he keeping his hands to himself? Is he jumping off of stuff? Is he listening? You know, stuff like that. Like, you just want to make sure, when you send your kids to somebody, that they're on their best behavior. But you know, when they're at home, you know, sometimes they be all over the place.
I mean, yeah, because they're comfortable.
They're home, yeah.
It's their spot.
I know, but it's hard. But I'm like, are you like that when I send you out into the world, or are you behaved?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they'll behave.
I mean, I don't know about the
baby.
Maybe
that's just wishful thinking.
I don't know about the baby because she don't know what it means to behave. But for Isaiah, I definitely think he's probably on his best behavior, or as best as a 5-year-old can be. But it's just, you know, that's what I think about. I think about someone calling me being like, I had to take him to the ER because he jumped off of such and so and so. You know,
like,
that's
what I think about.
Yeah.
You have one job.
Yep. So, but yeah, I'm hoping for many, many more years to celebrate with my very best friend.
You. I am definitely hoping for the same thing. I mean, man, so it went by so fast. Seems like we were just little kids. Now we're parents, and we're talking about enrolling, you know, well, not enrolling, but our kid is, you know, starting school. Yeah, it's like, well, here we go.
I think also it's a valuable lesson in like, life is going to keep going no matter what. And I think when you're young, you just think like you have all this time to do all these things. And so like, I think for me, and we definitely could talk about this in another episode, but like, I feel personally that I am a late bloomer in the sense of like accomplishing the things that I want in life. Like, I think I've done cool things, but like, I haven't hit my stride.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it can be disheartening because you feel like other people are hitting their stride and you're just like, I feel like I'm still back, you know, 5 years behind everybody else. So that's why I like this, I'm trying to move into a season of like, I'm gracious for the children that I have. I don't know if we're done having children, but I know that I need to get myself together for not just for my kids, not just so they could be like, oh, look what my mom can do. Like, I need to do it for me.
Yes.
Because one day they're gonna grow up and they're gonna go on and have their own life. And I don't wanna be like, well, I wasted my life. I wouldn't say those words, but like, I gave my whole life to you guys and now you're gone and now I have nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
you're like, now what do I do?
Yeah, it's important to build for myself and to take care of myself and not always put so much love into everybody else to the point where I'm neglecting myself. That's a lesson after being a mom that I'm still very much learning. I'm pretty sure he's falling asleep. It's dark in here. We kind of got a whisper, you know, thing going on.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't know. It's just I'm really comfortable right now. I'm sorry. But no, in all and everything that was said, you're just so awesome. And I just, I'm always like in awe of you and, your ambitions and everything. And I'm just excited for the next 37, 47 years, 57 years.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think I feel like I need to follow through on all the promises I made to myself and all the expectations that I had put out there for myself to other people. Because for me, my issue is like I'm not a person who's plagued by haters. Like, I don't have anybody in my face who's like, you can't do it, you know? And I think that sometimes it's like you have to kind of be your best, be your motivator. Like, some people be like, hating is my motivation. But if you don't have no haters, like, you have people who are like, you know, I love you and I support you, whatever you want to do, you know, or I know you can do it. It's just your season is coming, and you're like, is it? Is it coming? Is it me? Am I getting
Which
in my own
season
way?
is it? Is it a winter?
I don't
Spring?
know anymore. Is the winter coming? I don't know. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you have to kind of not just wish you got to do. And sometimes in certain aspects, there's no roadmap because everybody's life is different and the way that they go about their journey is different. And so I'm just trying to navigate mine, you
That's the
know?
best way to do it. I mean, yeah, don't worry about anybody else. I mean, if you can use your folks who are doing well as motivation to keep you
Absolutely.
going.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and if they're good as good friends as they should be, then they will be there to help motivate you as well when you start feeling it starts feeling rough.
Yeah, child, this could be a whole episode just talking about me, because I have issues with just like letting people love on me and letting people show care and help and being scared to ask people. Like, it's such a like some I was listening to a Clubhouse earlier where someone was talking about we off topic. We were talking about tipping and how when I was younger, I said that I used to be worried about like my hairdresser. Even if they didn't do a good job, I felt like I obligated to tip because I didn't want to live up to the stereotype. And the person was like, that's so low vibration. Like, it doesn't matter what people think about you. And if you did not get good service, you should not tip. Period. Like, if you don't feel that they deserve the tip, don't tip
Don't give
them.
them one.
Don't do it just because you're worried about what they think about you. Do it because you felt, you know, you feel like it's the right thing to do, or you feel like they did a
They
good
did a great
service.
job.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not really like that now, but in some ways I am. Not with tipping, but like just in general of just putting myself out there, exposing myself, living in my truth. And sometimes I feel like I do put myself out there and nobody really bounces back off of me. And so I
Gotcha.
feel kind of like because I haven't shown what I can do, that people don't find value in me. And so that I think that's where I'm struggling. I kind of feel like I've never been a person who wants people to lay out the, like, I don't want someone who's going to hand it to me. You know, I mean, certain things, sure, but like I'm down to do hard work. That's not an issue for me. But I feel like almost like because I haven't shown up the way I should for myself, that people don't see me. Like, I feel kind of like unseen, unheard, and it's very frustrating because I feel like I have a lot to say, but I also feel like it's on me. Like, I'm the person letting myself down, you know, like I shouldn't, it's not really up to other people. It's up to me to take the reins. So anyway, we totally went off topic, but like just in general, I'm on a quest to love on myself more because the better I am to myself, the better that I can be for you, for our kids, for our future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I would say like for our 7th year of marriage, I want us to both work on being our best selves, not for anybody else, but for ourselves. Like, so that you can look in the mirror and be like, I'm really proud of who I am. Because when your cup is full, it will runneth over. in every aspect of your life, unless you're like a greedy, stingy person. And neither one of us are those people.
Right. Correct.
So like if I had one wish for our seventh year, because I know people say that's a 7-year itch. That's when people start having issues or whatever. And I don't really think about that because we already been past the 7-year itch, mm-hmm. like just in our lives. That was literally when we got married. But I wish for you as much as for myself, for self-love, self-development, putting in the work. Like I would love to be able to pick up this podcast on our however many numbered episode this time next year and talk about all the amazing things that we've done and accomplished and the amazing anniversary trip that we went on.
Yeah. So. I see it. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be really cool. Yeah, we're the only ones who's blocking us from getting to that next level. So I'm ready, you know, ready to take on the next chapter, the next year with you and make it the best yet, you know, make it beneficial for all of us. I don't know. I'm like, that's just how I feel at the moment. Just happy to be with you. And I don't know. You can't be quiet for too long.
I mean, I didn't know. Like, listen, I know that I'm the person who talks 85% of the time. So I want you to be able to say whatever you need to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you speak enough for both of us.
Yeah, but I'm not but you. No,
but it's cool. I try and keep it short and sweet, but I know sometimes you want a little bit more, so.
I mean, we are doing this podcast. It's our podcast, not my podcast.
I know.
So, I mean, I totally spun off into like a whole nother thing, like just talking about myself. So that was unexpected and I didn't intend to go in that direction. But as far as bringing it back together to like, what is your wish for our relationship going into our seventh year of marriage?
Oh yeah, what I just said, that we make it the best, you know, the best one yet, that we work hard and trying to be you know, make moves, make you know, the power moves that we always wanted to do, you know, that we always start working to get ourselves where we always wanted to see, you know, we want to do so many things and get the house and, you know, get the property, get a backyard, you know, so the kids can run around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just want to get that those beginning steps into motion, you know. Who knows, we can maybe more than beginning steps, you know. Yeah. There's 365 days, a lot. Absolutely. Can happen in those days. So
absolutely.
I just want to at least start looking and walking in that direction.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, and I'm done. I did it.
I did it.
Well, guys, I mean, it feels like a natural place to wrap this episode up.
Yeah, I think we did a good job. This was a good one.
This was a fun episode. If you're listening, you made it this far. First of all, we want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for supporting us, supporting our podcast. And if you think someone would love hearing our beautiful, wonderful, sultry voices,
mm-hmm.
please do not hesitate to share, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, you know, tell somebody on the bus. I don't know.
Yeah, tell somebody.
Tell somebody. We up here trying to, you know, pay some bills, you know, take care of these kids. No, I love just spending time with my husband. Anytime I get to have some one-on-one time, and this seems to be the best way to get his undivided attention.
Oh, boy.
He's not dozing off.
I know. I'm sorry.
But yeah, thank you guys so much. And we'll be back next week.
Okay.
With another.